1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight, we're doing something exciting, as we are every Sunday night. We are celebrating the return of the band The, big 90s, 80s and 90s alternative band, Matt Johnson. A frequent collaborator with Johnny Marr of the Smiths and many other artists of note. Frequent listeners of the show will know that the was played on our 4AD series, an award-winning series. Tremendous, really. And we'll continue that tonight, we hope. With this look back at the's catalog, we'll play some of the new stuff that they have coming up. The tour, they are returning to the U.S., first dates in the U.S. in quite some time. I'm not sure how long. September 14th at the Orpheum here in Boston. And they've played some dates last year in England, and now they're touring here. So it's very exciting, and we're first track of the night is going to be off of a great record, Soul Mining. This is the song, this is the day, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Your life will surely change. and the sun burns into your eyes. You watch a plane flying across a clear blue sky. This is the day your life will surely change. This is the day when things fall into place. Thank you.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Live, the live version of Infected there on 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. And before that, Shrunken Man from Naked Self. Maybe it was Naked Self from Shrunken Man. It's from Shrunken Man from Naked Self. And I didn't realize this, but TVT put that out. The former label of Spooky Reuben and Nine Inch Nails. Chris Connolly, Emergency Broadcast Network, distributor of Wax Trax. Before that, I Saw the Light. That was from the's from Matt Johnson's, some think, ill-advised tribute to Hank Williams, that record called Hanky Panky, which is the follow-up to Dusk, if I'm not mistaken. Before that, The Evening Star, which is instrumental, and, you know, we like to mix it up here, keep you on your toes, from Moonbug, which was the album sampler version. And we started the set off, we started the show off with This Is the Day from Soul Mining 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. It's the back and better than ever, coming here in the fall, September 14th at the Orpheum. I think tickets are already on sale. I, of course, already have mine. I bought out a whole section. It's like 30 of my closest friends. We're going to be backstage. We're going to be taking them out to dinner. All right. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, something from his first record, which is called Burning Blue Soul. This is the track Another Boy Drowning, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Slipping away, you found You would think by now that people would know better than to ask me what I've been doing with my time. And you would think by now that I would have come up with an answer that would silence them. But I still stumble, crumble and quail when faced with this thankless inquiry. I suppose I could tell them the truth, that after all the brooding, abstraction and evasion, there just isn't much time left to do the work or to tell the truth.
So here you live, trapped inside the days, your pen moving across the page, back to where it has begun, uncoiled, unspun. What you were, what you will become, the days sitting with the sun. Returning, and
every drag upon my cigarette.
Slow Train to Dawn from the Infected record. Awesome record, that is. It's a great song as well. And guest vocalist Nana Cherry. I love that. It's the most favorite detail about that song is that Nana Cherry, the one who sang Buffalo Stance, which I think was a record that had its 30th anniversary in its own right recently. A very influential pop rap song. Before that, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, but Nobody Wants to Die from the Hyena record from the Slow Motion Replay, a live track from an epic tour de force compilation. Prior to that, it was We Can't Stop What's Coming, the newest and latest single from the we started the set off with Another Boy Drowning from the Burning Blue Soul record, the first one that they put out. I believe that was also on the 4AD label. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. It's all about the tonight. I'm really excited. They're coming back to the U.S. September 14th at the Orpheum here in Boston. They've been touring around the U.K. and I think even Europe or something, and now finally coming over here for a triumphant return. And so we are very excited. So we're having the show tonight, and I dug pretty deep to find this next one. This is a track called Darkness Falls, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. It says here this was originally on the Judge Dredd soundtrack. I don't remember that. Let's check out the song, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
When you cast your eyes upon the skylines of this once proud nation, can you sense the fear and the hatred growing in the hearts of its population? And our youth, oh youth, are being seduced by the greedy hands of politics. Misinformation, the beaten generation, open your eyes, open your imagination. We're being sedated by the gasoline fumes and hypnotized by the satellites into believing what is good and what is right. You may be worshipping the temples of mammon, or lost in the prisons of religion, but can you still walk back to happiness when you've nowhere left to roam?
the beaten generation, reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation. The beaten generation, the beaten generation. Open your and keep us from peace. We make the words sit ill upon their tongues when they tell us justice is being done. The freedom lives in the barrels of a warm gun. The beaten generation, the beaten generation, reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation. The beaten generation, the beaten generation. Open your eyes, open your imagination.
should be.